So, first question for our listeners, could you give us a little bit of background about the Dreams and the DVD store and your kind of your background story of how you started?
Yeah, I'm from Brunswick, Maine. I started making music when I was 18. I was working in the CD rental store, and I was recording after hours down there in the basement. The name came to me in a dream, I suppose. I wrote it down in my notebook and while I was sleeping and ended up using it as a moniker. But I will add that I've since cut the Beekeeper, so it's just Lady Lamb.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what was the thought or motivation behind the change in your moniker?
Well, I came up with it when I was young, and I'm nearly 26, and over time it felt less and less connected to the full name. I find it a little clunky and just a little bit, I don't know, it doesn't really suit me anymore. But I do care about Lady Lamb as a moniker, and so I'm glad I could, you know, keep that and not make it too confusing.
Do you think it also represents maybe a transition in your music and your sound at all?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I think symbolically, I guess, I mean, I haven't thought about it, it's clearly subconscious, but I suppose it's a sort of tightening up, like the record, this new record is a little more concise.
You just recently released a new record entitled After on Mom and Pop Records. Back to the first question where you told us the story of the Dreams and the DVD store, were there any similarly unique processes in writing or producing this new album? Were there any stories behind this one?
So I made this record by layering all the instrumentation and had my friend come in and play drums and my other friends come in and play horns and strings. I played all the guitar and bass and some other stuff and recorded it similarly to how I first started.
I hear a bit of a shift in the guitar voices on the new album. Were there any influential factors that were maybe present or missing in this album compared to the last?
I don't think so. I think I just tried to make a bit of a poppier album with, and I wrote choruses and things, which I'm not used to doing. But tonally, I think it's pretty similar. Maybe a little less meandering, but same guitar, same pedals.
Something else I noticed about the new album, you reference lyrics from Ripley Pine quite a bit. The phrase crane your neck a couple times in Penny Licks and in Vina Cava, you say that there ain't no aubergine in my blood. For those tuning in, crane your neck and aubergine were songs on Ripley Pine. Was this a conscious decision to thread the two albums together, or was this just kind of like important themes that you keep finding coming back to your creative process?
It's a little bit of both. I think Vina Cava was a bit of a nod to the first album, although Penny Licks was actually written before Crane Your Neck and is just now appearing.
Oh, that's really cool. Yeah. Do you have a particular song that you're most proud of or that you connect with the most on this new album?
I'm proud of Spat Out Spit because I feel like it's a little different than my other work, and I wrote the drums first, which is something I've never really done before. And so, yeah, I like how that one turned out, and I enjoyed performing it.
The first time I saw you, and I think it was in 2011, you were opening for Beru as a solo act, and now you travel and perform with a band. What are the advantages or disadvantages of being a band this time around?
There are really only advantages. I mean, I really, you know, I enjoy playing solo, but I did that for so many years, and with wanting to write and record full band records, it makes sense to have bandmates come out, you know, touring band. So, no, it's great, and they're really good and helpful, and it's just nice to travel with your friends. I spend a lot of lonely nights on tour, you know,
yeah,
by myself, so it's fun.
Do you have a favorite tour memory, either solo or with the band, that just kind of sticks out?
That's such a tough question. I don't know. I mean, nothing really out of the ordinary happens on tour.
Mm-hmm.
It's all wonderful, just like playing for people and connecting with people, but nothing like really crazy to speak of, honestly.
Speaking of tours, I saw that you're opening for Connor Oberst for a few dates coming up. Congratulations.
Thanks.
If you could open for anyone ever, who would it be?
I would want to open for Siegel Stevens. I love him.
Last question, just kind of a little light question. Who are you listening to currently?
Currently, I'm listening to Ty Siegel and Kurt Vile, Mac DeMarco a little bit. What else? Jessica Lee Mayfield, Jessica Pratt. The new Sue Found record. Yeah. Chad Van Galen.
All right. Well, is there anything coming up we should look forward to besides just the new tour and the new album?
Really, I'm just going to be spending all my time touring as much as I possibly can. So I'll be writing new music when I can, mm-hmm. but right now I'm just going to be out on the road.
Well, great. Good luck with the show tonight. I'm sure it will be awesome.
Thanks so much.
I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you very much.